I'm here with Sunny Katsianis, the education curator at the Idaho Falls Zoo. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell me a little bit about the winter break classes that you're holding for children?
Yes, so we've done these programs for several years, and what it is it allows kids ages 5 through 13 the opportunity to come to the zoo during the winter while we're closed to the public and really experience some cool behind-the-scenes opportunities and animals and situations that they might not normally get exposed to when they just come to the zoo in the season while we're open. The zoo looks a little bit different in the winter. Some of the animal care is a little bit different. And so the kids get the opportunity to come and learn about things like animal adaptations and winter itself and how animals deal with winter in an environment where it's just them and the teachers in the zoo. So it's pretty cool.
How long do these classes last?
We are doing them the week after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. And we've got a couple of different options. So we've got options that are two-day-long classes, and then we've got options for each age group where they can just come for one day if that's all the time that they have. So, it gives them the opportunity to decide exactly how long they want to stay. Plus, it gives them something to do over the winter break when mom and dad might be looking for some place for the kids to go after they go back to work, and keeps the kids from just staying home and being bored during their winter break.
Right. And what times are those at?
It depends on the class. Some of them go from 9 until noon. Some of them go from 1 to 4, and some of them go from 9 to 4. So if you're interested, you want to sign up right away because the classes do fill up and there is limited space availability. So if you go to our website, which is just www.idahofallszoo.org, O-R-G, and you click on the education tab and look for the winter break classes and click on that, it'll give you all of the details about those, and it will also give you a link to register.
So you said there's limited space available. About how many students do you have?
We limit the class sizes to no more than 20 per class.
Okay. So, yeah, people should really get on that.
Definitely. Yep. Christmas is coming up faster than probably any of us realize.
Yeah. Do you have any, new animals you're studying every year, or do you study, the same animals every year?
Each year we do something a little bit differently. So if people have come to previous classes, they might see some of the same animals, but they'll learn some different concepts with those. We haven't brought in any new species during the winter off-season, but we have brought in some new individual animals that the kids might get an opportunity to see. They might not recognize that they're new animals because they are species that they've seen before. However, with our species survival plan and our endangered species breeding programs that we coordinate with other zoos on, some of the times we'll bring in a different monkey, let's say, or, a different cat, a different snow leopard or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we would point those things out to the kids as we were going through the classes.
Right. Are you at liberty to say what maybe some of those new species are this year?
Well, we haven't really brought any new in yet. The one that, I I don't know that people would recognize when they're just walking by, but we would recognize. We have a new black and white colobus, which is the large black monkey that has kind of the white long-haired cape on their back. Oh. And unfortunately, we lost our male earlier this winter to old age. He was very, very old. And so we have brought in a new male from a different zoo for our female, and they are really enjoying each other's company already, so that's pretty exciting to see.
That's great. So with these classes, I'm assuming that they cost money. Is that correct?
They do, yeah. Yep. They do. And you can get all the price breakdown and everything on our website when you go there and look up that information. It'll give you all the details that you need to know, which classes are for which age groups, what the different classes cost, the different times that they'll be held, and what the topics will be. And so everybody can get all of that information on our website. And then there's a number on there to call if you have questions as well.
That's great. So with the different age groups, how many different segments do you have?
We have two different segments. We go 5 to 8 and then 9 to 13. And like I said, we've got some one-day classes for the 5 to 8, some two-day classes for the 5 to 8, and then a one-day class for the 9 to 13 or a two-day option for the 9 to 13. And, you know, kids can sign up for both options if they'd like to have a multi-day experience, or they can just sign up for one, whatever works with their schedule. So it's lots of options and very flexible.
Okay. So I understand you also have a Zoo Tots program. Can you tell
me
about
that? We do. Yeah, so every month, usually the first Saturday of every month, we hold, even when the zoo's closed, yes, we hold our Zoo Tots program. And again, if you go to our website, www.idahofallszoo.org, under that education tab, you'll see a Zoo Tots section. So if you've got that little one, so between the ages of 2 and 5, you can sign up to bring them to those different programs, and each month we cover a different topic, and we do everything from 1 week, or 1 month we may do cats, and the next month we may do bears, and the next month we may talk about insects, or we may talk about fish. We have a different topic every single month, and a lot of the kids come month after month after month. It is a like a mommy and me program. The toddlers do have to have an adult attend with them. A lot of people will oftentimes bring, you know, if they have a younger sibling, like an infant in arms, that's fine too. They can bring that little one with them as well. And we just have a great time. We read stories. We do coloring. We go out into the zoo and explore the animals. Some of the times, like last month, we made treats for the animals. We've made treats for the bears. Just really fun, different activities that really engages the toddlers.
And I imagine, where do you hold all these classes?
Right now, we are holding them in on the what was the former county fairgrounds. So if you come up Rolandette, just off to the south of the zoo, there's a series of buildings there. And there's one that's kind of up on the hill, and right now it's being called the Hamilton Building. It was historically the Hamilton Building that was at the county fairgrounds. Right now, that's where we're holding those because, as hopefully everybody knows, we are in the process of building a really, really amazing new education center here at the Idaho Falls Zoo, which is going to be the William J. Mayock Education Center at the Idaho Falls Zoo. And we are so super excited about that. Once that center opens up, it'll be 3 classrooms, office space, storage space for our supplies, a really great lobby entrance. Everything that an education center needs is going to be in that building, 4,100 square feet. We are so excited. I can't even tell you how thrilled we are for that building. And that is going to allow us to drastically expand our education programs and have a lot more offerings. Unfortunately, that doesn't open up until the end of February. So we also do spring break camps. So the kids that come to our spring break camps will be the first group of classes that we will hold in that building in March. And so, again, we're just absolutely ecstatic about that. But for now, yep, we'll be on the county fairgrounds, and so people can find us there. And all of that information will be sent out to the registrants. After they sign up, we will send you a confirmation letter that has all of the details about where to go and where to report and what to wear, because we do a lot of our programs on zoo grounds, and so kids are going to want to bundle up in order to have fun times.
That's awesome. And it sounds like, you know, the zoo, even though they're closed, you're closed, still doing a lot of things, especially at the community.
We always do, yes, definitely. There's teachers that are out there listening, we also do what we call our Zoomobile program, and that's underway right now during our off season from October to March. We take a select number of animals out to schools, and we come up to Rexburg, Rigby. We go about 50 miles away. From the zoo up to 50 miles away, and we would love to come and come to your classroom. And so to register for that program, again, just go to our website and look for teachers programs or classroom resources, and it's under Zoomobile. We offer a whole bunch of different topics that are based on the state science standards, and it's just a really great opportunity for us to bring the zoo to you. So it's a really fun program.
Another thing that you guys are doing is you have set up your penguin web camera.
Yes. Yes, it's hard to get work done when you're watching that penguin cam all day, but boy, is it entertaining, I tell you what. So again, yeah, if you just go to our website, and you can either go to plan your visit, which is one of the tabs at the top, or at the bottom, there's a section that says helpful links. You just click on penguin cam, and thank you to Earth Cam. We were given a really amazing camera that enables us to watch the penguins throughout the day and see what they're doing. It's been a lot of fun. You can sit there and watch the penguins swim, interacting with each other, climbing up on the rocks, going in and out of their exhibit area. So it is an absolute blast. So if you haven't checked out that penguin cam, it's definitely worth a look.
Yeah, and it's kind of newer. Have you noticed a lot of people, like, outside the zoo watching it?
We have, yeah. In fact, the Earth Cam company, when we launched it, we broadcasted it on their social media as well as ours, and they said that it was one of the highest debuts that they had ever had, believe it or not. And they have cameras all over the world. They've got cameras at the Statue of Liberty and different zoos around the country and just some really fun things. And that first day, we had over 22,000 people around the world watching the African black-footed penguins at the Idaho Falls Zoo. So that was that was pretty great to hear.
I mean, penguins seem to be pretty popular.
They are. They definitely are. Yep. They are definitely one of our most charismatic species, that's for sure.
What made you decide to choose the penguins?
For that very reason. They are so active all the time, especially during the day hours. Because for right now, the camera is, it's dark at night. It does have to have sunlight in order for it to operate. And so we wanted someplace where it was dynamic, where there was a lot going on, where you could watch and be entertained the entire time that you were enjoying it. And that, you know, that penguins just checks all those boxes. They are so engaging and so active. It's just so much fun to watch.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.